Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper.
John, as you've said, suffering and death are a daily staple when we turn on the news, and it's easy to become desensitized to the suffering of others. We've got ethnic cleansing and tribal warfare and beheadings and disease and AIDS and abortion, and you've written, "When I think on these things, it makes me tremble at the prospect of living a trivial, self-serving, comfortable, middle-class, ordinary, untroubled American life." Explain what it is that makes you tremble and what you do to combat living that ordinary, untroubled American life.
Well, what comes to mind is that passage in Hebrews where it says, "Remember those who are in prison, for you too are in the body." There's a link there that when we think of others suffering, especially Christians, but not only Christians, we are to imaginatively look at our bodies and say, what if it were cut? What if it were beheaded? I mean, people may think I'm morbid, but I took the picture of one of those victims. I think his name was Johnson. And there was an internet picture of his head sitting on his chest. And I looked at that picture and I thought, how would I respond if the knife were put to my neck? Would I scream? Would I cry out? And I pray that I will have lived a life at that moment. And I will have such a relation to Jesus at that moment that I could say, to live is Christ and to die is gain. That's what makes me tremble. It makes me think about my own death, my own suffering, my own possible martyrdom for being a Christian, now that they're blowing up Christians because of their sheer faith. So my approach, my longing is that I would be so in the Word and so in obedience to Jesus, and so walking in reliance upon Him, that if my time were to come, there would be no immediate regrets. Oh, I should have done more of this. Or, oh, I'm not ready because I haven't confessed this. Rather, I want to live in such constant communion with Jesus that if my death should come by accident or by intentionality from some terrorists, it wouldn't be an overwhelming shock that would make me feel like everything's being lost, but rather, all right, now I get to see Jesus. I've been walking with Him closely. What would I want more than to go to be with Him?
Ask Pastor John, a podcast of John Piper and Desiring God. Know God and enjoy Him more than ever through spending time today at our website, desiringgod.org, desiringgod.org.